Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Nicole Ridley. She is the CEO of Lutheran Housing Support. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Andy.
How are things going for you this morning?
Wonderful. And yourself?
Oh, things are going all right. It's a little soggy here in St. Louis. Well, tell us, for our listeners not familiar with Lutheran Housing Support, and I know you and I have talked about it before here and on Faith and Family and other programs, give us just a quick rundown of what is Lutheran Housing Support.
Lutheran Housing Support is a nonprofit organization that its sole member is Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and we provide financial support and consulting services to LCMS entities such as churches, congregations, and districts that are interested in community development work. They're interested in improving the community outside of the altars. And so we provide that support to assist them in those endeavors. And that could be, you know, an endeavor as small as the installation of community gardens or as large as the acquisition and rehab of existing homes that are in poor condition.
And one of those neighborhoods is right here in St. Louis, College Hill, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the College Hill neighborhood and what's happening there.
Since 2007, we were invited in by St. Paul Lutheran Church to assist them in the revitalization of that community. And that community had experienced significant decline. And so they were just kind of interested in how they could play a role in the revitalization of that community. So with the support of other community partners since 2007 and through a series of neighborhood meetings, we kind of figured out, okay, what are the unmet needs of this community and how do we address them? So we have been working to revitalize that community through efforts such as rehabbing of existing homes, been concentrating on an improvement of elderly homes, and providing additional resources and information to build resident empowerment through the Neighborhood Association. And right now, for the last couple of years, we've been involved in constructing new homes. And so that is where we are right mm-hmm. now. So we've rehabbed about 80 homes.
Wow.
We're actually, and there have been small to more major rehabs, but also we've built two new homes. We have one that is, we broke ground this week. So we'll have a third under construction. One of the two is sold. The one that is under construction is also sold to a police officer and his wife, actually. And the first one that was sold is the city clerk. So, you know, just trying to involve ourselves in a variety of efforts that will raise and improve that community.
So with all the work done there, with all the work that's been completed, and yet there is still more for the development of that neighborhood. There's something to celebrate with what's been accomplished thus far, isn't there?
There is stuff to celebrate, and still there are challenges that exist in that community. Challenges we've seen, while you know the overall crime rates have decreased, if you combine nonviolent and violent crimes, there's been an uptick recently in violent crime. Because this community has been plagued with lots of challenges, economic and otherwise, there is reason to be thankful for everything that has occurred, and there's reason to pray for, continuous decline in crime, and this is why the praise and prayer walk is very important at this moment.
And tell us about that, the prayer and praise walk coming up next Friday, right?
It is on the October 17th at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It will be from 10 to 12. We'll start, the walk will commence in front of St. Paul's Church at 2137 East John Avenue. And we'll take two routes and walk through the neighborhood. And Reverend Harrison will lead Well, the LCMS president, Pastor Harrison, will lead part one route, and then we will walk through the neighborhood and pray for residents on the way, and sing praises and make our way to the site of the new constructed homes.
What do you hope this event will bring about? What do you hope? What do you hope this will communicate to the neighborhood? Obviously, we know that we can go to our Father in heaven. We can go to Him with prayer, and that's certainly a good reason to join together and pray, because we know that our Father in heaven hears our prayers for Jesus' sake. What do you hope this will do for the neighborhood, for the community?
I think, well, one of the things that we hope to accomplish is to bring hope to the community in a more visible way, and to collectively gather together and pray for peace and rest upon this neighborhood as we continue the work.
Praying for peace, for hope for this neighborhood, and sharing with the neighbors. I mean, sharing with them that we care about you, we love you, we want your neighborhood to be peaceful and to continue to grow and to be a healthy neighborhood, and we're partners in this, walking alongside you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So Pastor Harrison will be there, President Harrison will be there leading the service and one route of the prayer and praise walk. And any ideas who else might be there?
We have invited pastors from a 50-mile radius in our LCMS community. We've also invited many, many residents in the community, actually all the residents in the community, but we've made a concerted effort to make sure that a lot of the leadership is there. One of the alderpersons of College Hill has committed to being there if all possible. We have the choir from Great Commission that will be joining us. At least some of the members from Great Commission choir will be joining us. We've invited everyone from the IC to join us. So everyone is welcome. If there are any listeners out there that can join us, again, we will commence at 10 o'clock at 2137 John Street. So if you are able to come, please join us. And if you can't join us, we invite those to just come and or set aside some time and pray for the community at that time at 10.
Absolutely. What has, with the work that has been happening and has been done thus far in College Hill, what's been the response of the neighbors? What's the response of the community there?
They are more than grateful. I think that there is a new found hope and desire and excitement that has been brewing. They feel that the neighborhood for many, many years has been abandoned. I like to quote one of our great volunteers from the community, Carolyn. She says, we've been promised things for so long, and people come and people go, and then the Lutherans came and they stayed.
And so what does this mean for the congregation of St. Paul Lutheran Church? How does this help them connect with their community?
Well, they have opened the doors for the residents to meet on a regular basis. They are working to develop a variety of outreach strategies to closer connect with the community. I don't want to speak for them.
Sure,
so.
Sure.
Well, I do know that a lot of that planning and a lot of effort and desire is taking place.
So coming up next Friday, October 17th at 10 a.m., 10 a.m. to noon, St. Paul Lutheran Church on East John Avenue in College Hill, St. Louis area. You can join us for the prayer and praise walk with Lutheran Housing Support, a great opportunity. President Harrison will be there just to give thanks to God for the work that has been done there and to continue to pray for that community, for that neighborhood, as they continue to grow and to be blessed by what God has given them. We've been talking with Nicole Ridley, CEO of Lutheran Housing Support. Nicole, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Stick around for that right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO.